Earl Girls, you are officially invited to my 23rd birthday party. Welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess with Alex Earl. Today, I'm taking you guys along my whole birthday day with me, all of my birthday plans. Buckle up, because this is about to be a long day. If there is one thing about me, I do like my birthday. I know some people really don't like their birthday and they don't like being celebrated or the attention. I love my birthday and it is like my favorite day of the year. I always love having a fun birthday party and I think I spend like all year planning my next birthday party. So this one, we have a whole day of adventures. This is definitely the most I've ever done for a birthday or like planned for a birthday party. And naturally, I am waking up on my birthday, ready to podcast, ready to hang out with you guys. I cleaned my room for this. I cleaned the entire apartment. I have guests right now. We have a ton of balloons. My best friend Isabella drove down from North Carolina for my birthday weekend, and Ashton came back from Florence. She was studying abroad. If you remember the Earl Girls versus Paris episode, she's finally back from abroad. We have so much to go over. Let the birthday party begin. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today. This episode is brought to you by Key Eyewear. I don't know about you guys, but I always thought Key was pronounced Quay, and I have been saying it wrong for years. At one of my first jobs, I would sell these sunglasses, and I said Quay the whole time, so I'm glad we figured that one out. Summer is right around the corner, which means it's sunglass season, and Key always has the cool shapes and styles, from shields to aviators to cat eyes and more. I've been loving the cat eyes and aviators. I'm excited to whip them out for festival season, and no need to play favorites. With Key's prices, I always end up getting more than one pair, so whether you're shopping for your next music festival, vacationing with your girls, or just grabbing a cup of coffee, Key's got you covered for any moment or any mood. Shop online at key.com. That's Quay.com. Okay, so first off, I'm gonna walk you guys through what we have planned for today. I wasn't exactly sure. I knew I wanted to go out on my birthday, but I was like, I want to do something a little bit different. Usually we'll like go to a dinner and then go out, but for some reason, like, that never goes over well for me or for anyone. Like, when you're eating a lot of food and then you're going out right after, it just, like, it never ends well. Everyone's always getting sick. Like, I've seen it happen too many times. So I was like, what can we do that's different? I heard of this movie, Casino, and I went to Vegas recently with Kristen. We were, like, obsessed with the casino, like, gambling. I am saying that, like, I know what I'm doing. I don't really know. I played blackjack, like, once, but I was like, this is just such a fun vibe. And they have the Hard Rock Casino in Fort Lauderdale. So I was like, what if we do something about that? And there's this movie Casino. I think it's in like the 90s or the 80s. And we watched it the other night. Basically, it's like Robert De Niro, Sharon Stone, and it's Vegas, like back in the days, vintage, like mobster stuff going on. The main girl, Ginger, she's a hustler. She's a badass. She's giving the guys a run for her money. And that's who we are going to embody today. So for the theme, they basically in this movie wear like very eccentric outfits, like sparkly dresses, gowns, colors, like colored makeup, big hair. And I was like, okay, I can ask everyone to like get a fun outfit or like sparkly or feather outfit, but like, what do we do about the hair? I didn't want everyone to freak out about having to do their hair. So we booked everyone an appointment at the hair salon. We're going at 5 p.m. today and everyone's gonna go. I think I'm gonna do like a huge side swoop of my bangs. We have three outfit changes today. This is outfit number one. We have it all set up. I'm gonna take you guys out there. It is a bunch of cookies, bunch of flowers. We're making breakfast. We're gonna have all of my best friends over. We might have some mimosas to get the day going. First step of the day, we have PJs and Polaroids. We have Isabella and Kristen in the kitchen cooking up some pancakes. We got scrambled eggs. Isabella's chopping the strawberries. Now, this is the Polaroid and PJs section. I got some Polaroid cameras for everyone so we can like take photos of this. I got a cute little scrapbook. And then laid out on the table, we have our invitations. So this is like a deck of cards that everyone invited to my birthday party got. We also have some cookies here. This says, celebrate your birthday the way you came into the world, naked and screaming. Wow. Two things I know for certain. One, it's my birthday. Two, I have big boobs. I love these so much. We have a What Would Alex Do cookie. If you see me out tonight, no, you didn't. So we have our birthday treats for everyone. We have our chefs in the kitchen. Wait, Isabella, show your robe. I mean, your apron. Ashton brought these back straight from Italy. We have our Italian chef, Isabella, over here. Oh my gosh, will this get like, are we gonna get canceled? We can't get flagged. We have our hot men in the kitchen today. So the way we did my birthday invite was on a deck of cards. First, starting out, just a little cover. I think this is French. Le départ pour le casino. Then on the back, we have the schedule of the day because this is going to be a whole day of activities. 10 a.m. PJs and Polaroids at Alex's. 5 p.m. get styled at Daphne's. 7 p.m. go home and get ready. 9 p.m. meet at Alex's. 9:30 p.m. gamble away at the Hard Rock. 12 a.m. time to dance at 11. That's where things are going to get really scary. This is the PJ and Polaroids. And then when we go to the salon, everyone's basically going to pick a hairstyle. This movie is from, I want to say, it's like the 80s or the 90s, or it came out in the 90s, was from the 80s. But they wore super cool hair like this, so we're going to try and recreate that. Everyone's going home to get ready. We're going to do a little birthday cake. We have casino action, stripper action. And this is basically like the mood board for tonight, what it's gonna be like, what the vibe is. Everyone's gonna wear like sparkles or feathers of the sorts, so this should be a really fun night. I'm a little scared for today. We're just getting started. The first guests have knocked on the door.
Hey! Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Birthday girl.
Time for a toast. Thank you guys for all being here to celebrate my birthday. My friends mean the world to me, and you guys have no idea how much I love you. So cheers.
Love you.
I'm very excited to see what happens this year on my birthday. Obviously, I always get a little crazy on my birthday, and I have this weird thing about like getting naked on my birthday. It happened on my 21st birthday. I was like naked in the back of the Uber. And then last year I was like, oh my God, that'd be so funny. Like if that happened again. And it literally, we were coming back from the club and I'm naked in the back of the Uber. I don't know what it is about me getting naked in Ubers on my birthday, but we'll see if that happens tonight. We have a party bus. tonight, so maybe that'll be a little bit better to strip down on. We have PJs and Polaroids. Everyone's going to the salon at 5 p.m. We're going to get our hair done. Afterwards, everyone's going to go home, do their makeup, get ready. They're all coming back to mine. We're going to have cake, and then we are heading on the party bus to the Hard Rock Casino. So at the casino, we're going to gamble. We got a photographer there. We're going to take a lot of fun pictures, and I feel like that will really be like our pregame, and then have a little food there, and then after the casino, the night is not over yet. The night is young. We are taking the party bus to 11, which is the biggest strip club in Miami. It is my favorite club. Me and my friends have not been in so long. We used to go all the time, and we just haven't been in a few months. So we're really missing 11, and we're needing a really good 11 night. So that's kind of the idea, is like go to the casino, win some money. We're going to spend it. Cash it out for ones at the strip club. Like, it is just the best. And when I say strip club, 11 is like, it is a strip club. There's a huge stripper pole in the middle, strippers all around. They give you like massages, they're dancing with you. But it's not like a club that's just a strip club. Like, it's also a club where people go to party more than you would think of like a regular strip club. I don't know if I'm explaining that correctly. It's like a regular fun club you go to plus strippers. It's not like a weird place where like only guys go and are like sitting in chairs for like a lap dance. Wait, look at what Kristen got me for my birthday. This is the coolest thing ever. So she painted, because she's an artist, Picasso, this bottle of Dom Perignon. I have no idea if that's how you say that. The like fancy champagne, and it says Hot Mess on it, with obviously the Hot Mess like burgundy color. I am obsessed with this. We can never touch it or open it, but I'm always going to keep this with me because this is the coolest thing ever. So love you, Kristen. Shout out. And today is going to be a girl's day. No guys allowed. No guys are coming. It's a big girl party. And it honestly kind of worked out because NFL man, he's NFLing tomorrow. He has a game, so he can't actually like come out or do anything today. So I spent last night with him. So we had like a little Friday night date night session, Saturday's birthday with the girls. And I don't know, I kind of like the way it's like working out. Obviously, I love when he's like with my friends, but I don't know, I think it's nice at times where you can just like be with the girls and like have all your attention on them, you know? So it's the night before my birthday. Braxton's like, I have something planned. Like, we're gonna go out. Just be ready by 7 p.m. and we're gonna do something. He is very good at these surprise dates. I don't know how he does it. And I was so nervous and anxious the whole day because I was like, what are we doing? Like, where are we going? You guys have no idea. This was the most romantic thing anyone has ever done for me. I was bawling my eyes out. So backtrack to start the night. I wasn't sure what to wear because I really didn't know what we were doing. So I had this like gold dress that was giving birthday vibes, and it was more like cutie and flowy, like not as like sexy. I didn't really know the vibe. So I was like, you know what? We're going to put on this gold dress. We're going to go with the flow. He comes up to my apartment. He picks me up and we go to this restaurant first. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like this restaurant, I've never been here before. This is so cool. And he was like, oh no, we're just going here like in the lounge for drinks. So we're in the lounge of this restaurant. It's like a very dark romantic vibe in there. It's just like chandelier lighting. He's having an espresso martini. I had like this pear margarita. The tequila was flowing. We were having fun. Like I was already like, okay, this is the surprise. Like we are having a great night. I was like, are we going to eat food? Because I'm so hungry. I'm going to pass out right now. And he was like, yes, Alex, like we're going to get food after this. Just wait. And I was like, no, you don't understand. Like I'm so hungry right now. I need food. So while we're having our like romantic dinner drinks, I looked on the menu and the only snack that they had in this lounge was like deviled eggs. So I was like, can we please order the deviled eggs? And he was like, are you sure? Like we have a big meal coming up. And I was like, no, like I'm positive. Like I need the deviled eggs. So we were having drinks over some deviled eggs, very romantic, some nice egg breath. Then he's like, why don't we take a shot? And this is where I knew that something fishy was going on, because I was like, why does he want us to take a shot? Like he's trying to like get me a little drunk here. Like what's going on? And of course I'm following along. I'm like, okay, we'll take the shot. And two drinks down, one shot down, he pulls out from his pocket a black blindfold and he's like, you have to put this on. We're leaving, we're getting in a car, and we're like going somewhere else. I was so confused. My stomach immediately got butterflies. I was like, why are you blindfolding me? Like, what do you mean we're doing something that, like, you have to blindfold me? So we get in this Uber. He literally walks me to the Uber with a blindfold on, sits me in the car. I'm so confused. And I was trying, like, in my head to, like, navigate where we were going. I was like, oh, okay, we're making, like, a right. We're making a left. Like, where are we going right now? He's like, oh, okay, like, we're about to be in downtown. Like, we're almost there. So I was like, all right, like, we're going to a restaurant in downtown. Like, what could this be? Like, why do I need to be blindfolded? Like, I don't understand what's going on. I was so nervous. I was like picking up my nails the whole time. I was like, get me out. All I wanted to do was rip the mask off, but I was like, just be patient. Like, let's just wait here. He finally says, okay, we're here. Like, I'm gonna come around and get you. Keep your blindfold on. We're in public, so like, don't do anything stupid. I'm gonna help you walk up to this restaurant. I'm following. He literally was telling me to like step, and I was like so lopsided. I had no balance. I'm like taking huge steps onto this like cobblestone. I'm like, where are we? I have no idea. He finally gets me in. I like feel that we're like inside. I heard the door close, and he's like, take the blindfold off. I take it off, and on front of me, all I see is this like pink cake and like a white tablecloth. And I was like, where are we? I was like, this looks like a cellar. Like, I don't see anything. Like, what's going on? And then I turned to the right. All of a sudden, I see pink balloons lining the whole entire ceiling, and there's a little table set up with flowers, and there's candles leading like a pathway for us to go walk and sit there. And I realized we're at NFL Man's house. Like, this is at his house. I just was like confuzzled because I had taken the blindfold off and I had no idea where we were. But he rearranged all the furniture in his living room so that we could have this little private dinner. And I literally didn't even recognize that we were in his house. We walk over and we get to this table. There's a menu. It says like happy birthday baby on the back. It's a full list of everything that we're going to be having for the night. There was like a private chef there, a private caterer. I met them. I was like, literally, what's going on? And we sat down at the table. He was playing music from his phone on the speaker, and I just start crying. Like, I just couldn't take it. Like, this was so sweet. I don't know. It just felt so special and sweet. And you could tell that there was a lot of thought put into it. He's just so good at being like romantic and thoughtful like that. Like, I'm really bad at that. Like, he is amazing. I was bawling my eyes out because it was just so sweet. And I look over and like, he's crying. Well, his eyes were like watering up and he shed a tear or two. And it was just so special and romantic. And the food came out. We had sushi, crispy rice, we had steak, we had like this kale salad. It was so amazing, so good. And then the cake came out. And the cake, I was confused at first. I was like, wait, I don't understand. Like, what is this cake? There was pandas all over the cake because backstory, Braxton and I call each other Panda. That's a story for another time, but that's like our nickname for each other. So we call each other Panda. Wait, I have to show you guys because I have a little panda teddy bear, and we also have these panda like chopstick holders that sit over there. Look at these cute little guys. So like, we call each other pandas. This is like me and Braxton, the two pandas. You guys are probably like, what's wrong with you? But we had a panda themed cake. It was pink. It was so pretty. And then I didn't think there was anything else coming. I thought this was fully like my birthday present done. Like, I was so happy, was not expecting anything else. And all of a sudden he disappears into the abyss. I'm like, hello, where are you? All the lights in the house turn off. I'm like, what's going on now? Like, is a mariachi band about to come out? Like, I have no idea. And he comes out with a red bag. First, there was a card inside, and the card was so sweet. I started crying at that too. And he got me a bracelet for my birthday. It was a love bracelet, and it was engraved with our anniversary date on the inside, 11/11. And it said, I love you, dash BB, because that's what I call him, BB. It was just like the most romantic night. And then it was about to be midnight, which was meaning that it was going to turn my actual birthday. And of course, I put on Nicki Minaj's new album, Pink Friday 2, and we danced around for like 40 minutes. He probably was like, can this bitch like sit down and like come give me a hug? But I was literally dancing around the house to Nicki Minaj because I was so happy, and who doesn't love a little Nicki, okay? That was like the most romantic birthday I've ever had in my entire life. And now today, we're going to get feral and crazy and dressed up and sparkly. I'm so excited. Ashton's back from abroad, so I need to go get her because you guys need to say hi to her. And hopefully, if we sit her down here, she'll, like, tell me how it was and, like, tell me more stories. She's so secretive. I'm like, hello, anything? And she's like, yeah, no, it was good. So I'm going to go get Ashton. Look who's back from Europe. Miss Ashty Bashty.
Yeah.
Ashton has a little confession to make.
Oh, about the airport?
Ashton was not as excited as we all thought to be back. I posted a video on my TikTok where I'm running to Ashton in the airport. I parked, I came up, I was hiding behind this pole. I was like, this is the whole ordeal. I was so excited to, like, run and jump and hug her. She hasn't been home in 4 months. I turn to her, I jump in her arms, she starts bawling her eyes out. I'm like, oh my God, she missed me so much. She looks at me and she goes, I want to go back. She was crying because she literally didn't want to see me.
Well, it's not about you. It's about here. I had such a great time. I really didn't want to leave Italy.
Well, we're happy you're back, even though you don't want to be. I'm happy you're here for my birthday.
Me too. Maybe we can just go back after your birthday.
We can take a trip. But Ashton hasn't been at my birthday in the past 2 years, 3 years.
Two.
The fun ones you haven't been.
Yeah, I haven't been to the fun ones.
Oh my gosh. The last birthday that Ashton was at with me was, this was 2020. So this was like COVID year. Everything was shut down and we were staying in New York City at the time. And I had a bunch of my friends from college come in. I got a hotel room and we were like looking for something to do in the city. And the only thing that was open was this like ratchet strip club, like ratchet. Mm-hmm. And like we were the only people in there.
We were actually the only people.
No, like actually it was just the strippers and us, and there was like two strippers. And we are at the, I buy like a table at this like little club strip thing. And oh my God, we were having a lot of fun, but I got a little crazy because why do my birthdays always end up at strip clubs? Because
you love to be naked.
Yeah.
Of course, Alex had to get on stage.
I told you guys I got naked in the car the past 2 years. I got naked on my birthday in front of my friends.
On the stage.
Okay, so anywho, because we were the only people in there, the workers were like, yeah, it's your birthday, like, woo. So they like get up on the pole and I'm like, woo, this is so much fun. And I had this little dress on that was like a robe. And I don't know, it was like the vodka sodas I was drinking or something.
The vodka sodas.
But I literally ripped my robe off and started dancing naked on the stripper pole in New York.
All of your friends like looked at me and I was like, because I was like, what, a senior in high school?
Yeah.
All your friends looked at me, like all the guys, and I was like,
yeah, I don't know. I was like, some guy friends there, but they were like my best guy friends, so it was like fine. But immediately, it wasn't, I'm making this like a dramatic thing, like immediately as I took my clothes off, my friend Isabella, who's also here, she came in and literally swooped in front of me, saving the day. She was like, Alex, this is not happening, like get down right now. So I don't know, it's just something about me and getting naked on my birthday I love.
You just have so much fun. Like your clothes.
We're definitely getting naked on the party bus tonight.
Okay. You are.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Ashton's like the opposite of me. She's like, you'll never catch me naked.
Nope. Only the lucky ones.
Do you have any stories abroad? Any men?
No.
Can you tell them about the one man?
There's no story to tell, really.
About hot DJ.
I mean, there was a hot DJ. There's
Ashton
always a hot DJ.
Had a hot DJ boyfriend while she was abroad.
Okay, boyfriend is...
No, yeah. Yeah. Not a boyfriend, but the first day she's like out abroad, whatever, she texts me and she's like, oh my God, there's this hot DJ. And when I tell you hot DJ is the hottest guy you will ever see in your entire life, like leave it to Ashton to go abroad and find the hottest man in all of Europe. Like dark hair, tan skin, tattoos, ripped, like... A DJ, like, I don't know.
DJ.
Like, he's a DJ.
DJ.
Wiki wiki. I mean, leave it to Ashton to literally find the perfect man.
I'll settle for nothing less.
All semester, she was there. I was like, can you please hang out with him, please? And she was like, no, 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 no. And by the end, Miss Ashty had smooched Mr. Hot DJ.
Uh-huh.
And he's, like, Italian. He speaks Italian, right?
Yeah, it was really hard to, like, communicate. We were like, what? And Ashton I was like, what?
I don't know. He was just saying, like, grazie, grazie. But this bitch, coming back from abroad, is literally, like, around my apartment last night. I was like, oh, can you get this for me? She was like, grazie. I was like, please, well, Ashley.
First of all, it's not grazie.
What is it?
Grazie.
Oh my God. I can't stand her. I literally can't stand her. She thinks she's like, she is a new woman, actually.
I am. No, I called it. I was like, I know I'm going to get back to America and be like one of those people who's like, well, when I was in Italy.
Yeah, she is. She's.
I just need to go back.
But Ashton actually did change. Like, this Ashton I'm sitting next to is not the same person that I was next to, like, when you were leaving in August. You, mm-hmm. like, completely did a 180 with yourself and your self-confidence.
Yep.
Do you have anything to say about that? Or what about, like, advice for people who want to go abroad or who don't or who are scared?
Oh, my God, do it. I was the most, like, not independent
Ashton,
person like couldn't like think for myself, like couldn't do anything for myself, but I did know I wanted to go study abroad. But I don't know, just living alone and like meeting new people and new experiences and new places really helps put you out of your shell, and I highly recommend going because it was so much fun. I'm actually moving to Italy. So
when Ashton graduated, I said we would move there together for like a year, but Ashton is so like confident now, and it's so funny because before she was like I don't know, she'd just be like, yeah, I look hot, and we're like, what? Like, Ashton,
you're just to call me out on it. I'm like, you just like let me be.
I know she's perfect, and like she's literally blossoming, and I'm so happy. Are you excited for my birthday?
I am excited for your birthday.
Oh my God, this is gonna be a crazy night. Wait, we need to get Isabella in here too. Isabella!
Oh wait, we didn't tell the story of your birthday present from me.
This is the most dumb blonde moment. I mean, I have a lot of dumb blonde moments, but this was definitely one for the books. So I am so excited about my outfits today. I told you guys I'm outfit changing 3 times, and my final outfit, which is like my going out club outfit to the strip club, I was like, Ashton, look at this bag I got to wear tonight. Like, it is so perfect. And it just so happens that's like the first thing I showed her when she got to my apartment. I was like, look at this. It has like a money sign on it. It's gold. It's sparkly. It says like millions on it. Like, it was like just so cool. It looked like a big like $100 bill.
I was like, oh my God, I got you that same bag for your birthday because I thought it would be perfect for like the casino strip club theme. Like, it's sparkly, like,
so.
And I was like, no,
I was like, no. She got me the same bag that I'm wearing. Like, this is so sad. I was like, well, it's okay, like, at least now we can match. Yeah. Like, I'll give you mine and you can give me yours.
And I was, and like dang,
we'll have 2 of these cute little money bags for going out tonight. We're continuing this conversation for like 10 minutes.
I was like, how did you find this bag? Like, I thought I was like so unique, like no one else has this bag, like no one like has seen this before, like she's definitely like gonna be so happy. And I was like, how do you like, where'd you find this?
And I was like, oh, well, it was just like gifted to me, like this brand like sent it to my apartment, like it was gifted to me.
I was like, Alex, that was, this is the bag I got you for your birthday. Like, I sent it here because I didn't send it to Italy, obviously. And she's like, oh, I thought they just gifted it to me. I'm like,
I didn't know. It was just a
I even texted you.
I didn't
don't
see.
Open the package from this brand.
I
like,
I don't see.
You said, okay.
I don't read my texts like when I'm reading them. And basically she sent my birthday present to this apartment and I opened it as if a brand had like gifted me this bag. But it's kind of perfect that like without her having to even say to wear it on my birthday, I was like, obviously I'm wearing this on my birthday.
Yeah, but I wish I could have been like, I have something for your birthday.
Yeah, but now we have a better story to go along with it. Yeah. Isabella!
Oh, Isabella! Can I hear my name? Yes.
Get over here. My best friend in the entire world is back. She, like, for some reason clams up like a little seashell when she comes on here.
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Come.
I want to show my personality. Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's shaking kind. No one understands, like, how scary this
like
can be.
A little kid, like, when they get their mom.
But we're so excited. Isabella's been with me on my past like 8 birthdays.
I don't think I've missed one since
no,
I met
she
you.
She hasn't. She drove from North Carolina for this birthday.
Yeah, baby.
Woo!
Woo! What you girls talking about?
Oh, you know, just the tea.
Okay. The tea.
All right, well, we're off to the next venture. We have to get ready to go to the salon, and I'm going to do a big blowout sort of look. We're all going to do different hairstyles. See you there. This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. It's getting warmer outside. Summer is getting closer and closer, and that means you need to be extra careful about staying hydrated. Even something as simple as standing by the pool can be dehydrating, and one of the best ways to stay hydrated is Liquid IV. It's convenient, delicious, and one stick in 16 ounces of water works better than water alone. Just tear, pour, and live more. Honestly, when I think of summer, I think about music festivals and concerts, and you can easily slip some into your purse. Also, good for a beach day with the girls. Just bring it with you. You can never get enough hydration. Liquid IV is also a great option because it comes in so many flavors, including sugar-free options. It has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Liquid IV is the perfect plus one for your adventures this summer. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code HOTMESS at checkout. That's 20% off with the code HOTMESS at liquidiv.com. This episode is brought to you by Tinder. Guys, spring is here. Festival season is starting. The crazy parties are getting crazier. And you guys know how much I love to have a good time. And I think it's always better when you're with someone that you love, someone that you care about. So if you're on the hunt for someone special to have some fun with, the first place you should check is Tinder. It's a great place to find your twin flame, someone who loves to go to festivals with you, wear matching outfits, listen to the same music. Or it could be someone who is completely different, not your vibe at all, but they introduce you to a whole nother world of things. Tinder is full of all kinds of different people. You just have to put yourself out there. Make sure you send a few likes their way. Otherwise, you might miss out on something really special. Explore all the possibilities for yourself on Tinder. It starts with a swipe. Download Tinder today.
Hi guys, it's Ashton. So I asked all of Alex's friends to come in here secretly and give her a little birthday message and or say something nice about her for her birthday. So yeah. Love you, Alex. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Alex. I love you so much. I have absolutely no idea what I'd do without you. I'm so excited to celebrate you today. You are probably the easiest person there ever is to celebrate. I've been saying this since the moment that I met you. You are so genuine, so kind. You've been there for me when no one else was. You've taught me how to be confident. I'm so, so lucky to have you as my best friend and my sister. I'm so grateful for all of our incredible memories from all of our honeymoons and our hubby trips to all the ones that we still have yet to take. I can't wait to be old ladies living next to each other. I'm so, so proud of you and all that you've accomplished since your last birthday. It's absolutely unreal and incredible to see you living out your wildest dreams, and I'm always going to be your number one fan. I love you so much, and happy birthday.
Alex has been my best friend since high school, and she's just one of the most incredible people I have ever met. It has been so, so fun watching her flourish into the person she is now. Her birthday has notoriously been one of the best weekends of the year for everyone, so tonight should be very interesting. Happy birthday, Alex.
Hi, Alex. Happy birthday. Just want to say that I love you so much, and I'm so appreciative of you. I was so happy when Natalie found you sophomore year, and I'm grateful to now I get to spend time with you too. So I wrote you an acrostic poem. A is for awesome. L is for love soup. I is I love you. And X is for xylophone. And I just want to say love you. Have the best day. Can't wait for tonight.
Happy birthday, Alex. I'm so happy I get to spend it with you. One of the times that I'm most grateful for is this past summer, spending it in Montauk together in my favorite place. And I'm so grateful for all of your advice that you've always given us. And I'm so glad that you have a platform now to give it to other people, because we really could not appreciate you more. And we are all so proud of you, and you deserve every single good thing that happens to you. I love you so much.
Happy birthday, Alex. Love you so much. My favorite memory with you is, I can't remember if it was sophomore or junior year, but me, Kate, Kristen, and Alex drove to Charleston together. And so Alex and I were driving together, and of course she was late. We were supposed to leave at like 5-6 in the morning. She's asleep. And we get in the car, and this was the day that the Olivia Rodrigo album came out. And it's like all about boys, all about exes, whatever. And she looks at me and she goes, "Why do I want to text my ex right now?" Like talking about Chad. And I go, "I literally just Snapchatted my ex." And she was like, "We can't be doing this." And gave me this whole spiel about not going back to exes and staying strong and all this. And I feel like that just like describes Alex so well, because she is always like, "No, girls, we can't do this." And yeah, I just love that you're such like a strong, independent woman, and you give the best advice, as I'm sure you guys know, because she gives you guys such good advice. But she really does like hold our friend group together and keep us all strong. And I love you. And we're going to have the best day and night ever.
Happy birthday, Alex. We all love you so much. The memory that comes to mind when I think of you is back to freshman year when we both did not have an off switch. And I think it was our fifth or sixth night out in a row together in one of the first few weeks of freshman year. And we decided to be really responsible this night and take a breather, stay at home, which was not in our playbook usually. But it was 11 or 12:30 and you came knocking down my door. And I was almost half asleep and you came in and you're like, Hannah, this guy just asked me on a date and we have to go. Like, you have to go with me. I really like him. We've been talking and you're coming with me. And I couldn't say no. You came, you helped me with my makeup, and it was just one of those like girls getting ready and like giggly and exciting, and it just has really stuck with me. It was one of like my first core memories at college and one of the first times I felt like I had a level of a friend that I had back at home in high school. So that really meant a lot to me. It's been those type of vibes with you for the past 4 or 5 years. So I just want to say I'm really grateful that you're in my life. I love you and have the best birthday ever.
I've known Alex for like 3 years now, and my favorite memory with her was 2 summers ago. I had plans for the 4th of July that fell through and I was really upset about them. And she was like, why not? Let's go do a spa day in South Beach, like have ourselves a day. And that was so nice. It was just us two. And then she had already had like a big dinner planned with her own friends at the time. And she invited me and she really didn't have to, but it was so sweet of her. And I just feel like that is a reflection of who Alex is. And I love her and I'm so proud of her.
This episode is brought to you by Azo. Let's be real for a second here. There is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to women's intimate health issues. I feel like a lot of the times girls just feel judgment, or they don't want to talk about it, or don't want to get the help that they need. And this is a no judgment zone here. Treating and caring for your intimate health issues is totally normal and should be treated as such. It's not a dirty word or something to be ashamed of. Azo is the brand that quite literally goes there, helping women with their UTIs, vaginal issues, and more. Visit azoproducts.com for vaginal and urinary products and resources, and save 20% with the code PODCAST. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Now that it's warming up outside, it's getting nice out, it's a great time to get out and do something, try something new, like a new sport, catch a game with your partner. Personally, I am going to try and take dance classes. That was one of my New Year's resolutions that I am determined to get in and make happen. And when you want something in life, you have to go for it before the opportunity is gone. And that's true for a lot of things in life, especially when it comes to hiring for your business. You want to hire the most talented people before the competition scoops them up. And the best place to do that is ZipRecruiter. Luckily, you can try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Got your eye on a rockstar candidate? ZipRecruiter's invite to apply feature lets you cut the line. Once you review ZipRecruiter's list of the most qualified candidates for your job, you can easily invite your top choices to apply to encourage them to apply sooner. So amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess to try it for free right now. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/hotmess. Tap the banner to learn more. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, we are officially ready. This is the hairstyle that we went with. We ended up actually changing it 45 times. This dress is from Retrofit. We got some gloves. I am so excited for tonight. You guys have no idea. I have another outfit change in my bag, which we're gonna do later. Everyone is killing the looks. Wait, let me show you Ashton. Okay, queen, she looks so good. Yes! We are doing cake at mine right now, and then we're gonna get on the party bus and go to the casino. Hopefully we win a lot of money so that we can spend it at the strip club and we can throw it all around. So do I look like Ginger from the casino movie? I am a hustler, I'm gonna steal all your money and spend it on the strippers. Let's go. Go. Good morning, Earl Girls. Welcome to the morning debrief with Big Al. What a lovely morning to wake up and podcast. You know, every night after I go out, I would love to wake up and podcast for you guys because we have a lot to go over. Birthday night was great. We have hangover cap on right now. I'm actually like, I'm okay. Like, I definitely feel nauseous and could spew out any moment, but like not nauseating to the point of like I can't sit up and speak. So that's good. Ashton's chilling over here. I don't know what happened. Like, I busted my thumb open. That's not going so great, but it was such a fun night. Like, it was everything and s'more. It couldn't have gone better. After I saw you guys last, we were running a little bit late. Like, we were singing happy birthday here. We had a bunch of candles. Everyone wanted to take some photos. And then we got on the bus like an hour and a half after we were supposed to. We got on the party bus to go to the Hard Rock Casino. And we started off the night with gambling because the theme of the night was the casino movie. And we got there. We got a bunch of chips for everyone. The Hard Rock had set apart this kind of like private section for us. So they had food laid out. We had two blackjack tables. And my friends and I haven't really gambled. Like, I've gambled a little bit in Vegas. I played blackjack for like 30 minutes, but like this guy was sitting next to me and told me what to do the entire time. And I won like $1,000 in 30 minutes. It was insane. So I just like thought I would make a lot of money. I was wrong. We lost a lot of money, but that's okay because we had a great night. We were all playing blackjack. I got blackjack once. I was feeling ballsy at one point. I had like a $500 chip and I was like, I'm gonna put this down. And the dealer was like, bitch, you've been losing your $25 chips every time you're giving them to me. He was like, it's your birthday. Like, you don't want to have a bad night. He was like, just don't. And I was like, no, it's my birthday. I'm going to put this $500 chip down and I'm going to win. And I won. And I got another $500 chip. And then I got ballsy and I played it again and I lost it. And then I played a second time with that chip because I was like, okay, well, now I have to make that chip back that I just lost. And I lost it again. So we went down.
You're the one who lost all the money.
We went down a few dollar bills at the club. But at the end, we like collected all of our money and we put it in and we got cash. We were like, you know what? We're going to go spend this on the strippers at the club. It's okay. But gambling was so fun. And I can see how it's so addicting. Like, I am so mad and fed up now that I was losing money that like I want to go back and win more. I'm like, oh, like, I don't know. I can definitely see how it's addicting. But it was really fun. We were like playing blackjack and they were serving us tequila sodas. And then we went to this table to play craps. I was calling it crabs, but apparently it's craps. Okay. And that's one where like at this point, Big Al had a few tequila sodas, too many. It was like 1 a.m. I get to this table. There's a bunch of people there. I see like chips and dice and they're like, pick a number and roll. I was like, wait, I don't really understand what's going on right now. And everyone was watching me because we had a photographer there in the casino. So he was like taking pictures of us the whole time. And everyone's like, who are these bitches in gowns at the casino? Like, literally, what are they doing? I'm throwing these dice and I wanted to get cool pictures throwing the dice because from the movie that we were basing the party off of, there's like a really cool picture of the girl Ginger throwing the dice. She like looks like so hot and she's smiling and looks really cool. And I was like, I'm gonna do this. The photographer kept telling me, he was like, Alex, like, can you like throw your hand like a little, he was like this, he was like, lay your hand flat, you know, like throw it like pretty. And I was like, I don't understand. And the one time I tried to like throw the dice pretty, I threw my dice right into the stacks of the dealer's chips and they just like splattered everywhere and everyone was laughing. And I was like, I'm not good at this. And I'll show you guys right now the pictures from playing this game. My hand looks like the Grinch because my gloves are coming off my hand at this point. I'm like, my fingers are spread out like I'm Spider-Man shooting a web at the wall. It was just like, they weren't exactly how I was picturing those pictures to come out, but that's okay. And at that point, I was like, you know what? We have to cash in. We have to leave. We have to go to the club. So now at this point, we get on the party bus and I strip naked. I knew I was going to get naked on my birthday. We had not moved away at all from the casino. So like we were literally still in the parking lot and I'm just taking off my dress and all my friends are like trying to cover the window. They're like, Alex, like, what are you doing? It was time for the outfit change. I got into my second outfit of the night and this outfit I loved. This one was a little bit like, it was still a gown, but my feet at least could move in it. The other one had like a train, like I couldn't really walk. So this one was my dancing dress. It had big bedanglies on the skirt so I could whip it around. And literally 1 minute into dancing in this dress, I knew it was going to be a nip slip night. Anytime I moved, it just like flung open. So I was like, shit, like that's not really great for the club. So we had a few nip slips on my birthday, but that's okay. And this party bus was so much fun. It had like smoke on the bottom. I don't know what that was about, but we were having a lot of fun. We were dancing like crazy. I was getting up and, you know, breaking my back, twerking. I think we listened to Pink Friday 2 10 times through, and finally we get to the club. And you guys are probably wondering what these big owls behind me are doing. These are cutouts from the club, and let me explain. So this club that we go to, I told you guys it's like a strip club, but also like a normal club. I don't know. We walk in, we get to the table, and they brought out the bottle service with like the big sign. And along with the big sign comes six cutouts of myself. I'm like, what is happening? There was a huge hot mess sign. I look behind me. I see my photos of like me in a bikini. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like who picked these photos of me? Like I didn't organize that to happen. That was Braxton and Kristen's doing. And I'm looking at these photos and all of a sudden I turn around and I see this photo of me. I want to make sure you guys can really see this right now. This is a photo of me in my most unwell state ever. This is me at Coachella this year. I have the head of Megamind with my hair because it was just all tangled up, disheveled from a night of going out. This night we stayed out so late that the sun's coming up. So this is me watching the sunrise, literally like, what the fuck do I do with my hair? What the fuck's going on right now? Where am I? I have my merch on. And this photo is making it out in the club where all these people are looking over because we have these huge obnoxious cutouts and this photo is there. And honestly, I was so happy. I was like, this is much better for me than like these like bikini photos. Like I'm liking this one way more. And I'm like looking at Kristen. She's dying laughing. I'm like, how did this photo make it here? Like who did this? Who else did it? Besides NFL man, he's like, this is just the best photo of you. I thought this would be great. He's really close with the guy who like manages this club. So he was able to like make a connection and get these cutouts there. I'm just so scared of her. And like, obviously, I feel like she needs to be like our new podcasting buddy. Like, I think she should be my new background for podcasting because I don't have any art in my room yet. So this is probably just going to stay here forever. So say hi to her. She's going to be here for the next few months. How are you feeling, Ashton?
Not good.
Ashton got a tattoo yesterday out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere. We're at the hair salon and we're all like getting our hair done. And all of a sudden I see this girl like bending down by Ashton's crotch. And I'm like, what is she doing over there? Like what hairstyle is Ashton going for? And I hear like, zzz. I'm like, hello? I look back and they were like, oh yeah, Ashton's getting a tattoo. I go, what? And I stand up and I was like, they have to be joking or it has to be like some type of like henna tattoo. Like also we're in a hair salon. Like how's there a tattoo gun? Ashton got a tattoo of a little A with a heart. And she's like, I got this for your birthday. I was like, oh my God. I was a little shocked. She consulted no one before doing this, but it's really cute. And in the moment, I wanted to get one to match her because it was like an A with a heart, like the cards that have the deck ace. Of like an ace, hearts. Like an ace of hearts. But yeah. Don't know what I'm saying. So I was like, maybe I should get an A with like a spade and match her. And then we could have each other's initials. But I turned to my friends and they all were like, Alex, do not get a tattoo right now. Like you will hate yourself in the morning. And I was like, really? I had a few Aperol spritzes. I was like, I think this is a great idea. Like, what do you mean? And honestly, like, I'm really happy I didn't get it. But I think it's so cute. And like, I love tattoos. I just like, I'm so indecisive that like, if I got that, like I would probably be freaking out right now, but it's so cute and love the dedication. Such a great sister. And mom, dad, and my grandma are probably gonna chop her head off.
Yep.
But anyway, we're at the club. The bottles are coming out. We had stacks of ones because we like cashed in our money from the casino, and we're throwing them everywhere. It was so much fun. And we had so many of these stacks of ones that like, I don't know, when you're holding these, like the strippers, they're coming around. They're like, these bitches, they got ones, like we're coming over here. And the girls at 11 are just like my favorite. Like sometimes I just end up in like conversation with them. Like I love them. Like they're so hot and so cool and like literally my best friends. So they're coming over and we are just showering them with money. I'm like, take it all, take it all. The one girl taps me on the shoulder and she's like, hey, like, do you want a massage? And I was like, okay. She starts massaging me. Guys, this woman had the hands of God. You don't understand. Like, she touched my back for 1 second and like, I mean, like, I'll always ask like Braxton to give me a massage and like he should be like strong, but like this girl like blows him out of the park. Like she literally touched me and like it was like indenting into my muscles. I was like, it was the best massage I ever got in my life. And I'm sitting there getting this massage. Three girls are on me giving me like a lap dance. I'm just throwing money at them. I was like, I'm having the best night of my life. Like no one ever talked to me again. And then Marshmello came on. He was playing just like banger after banger. It was good music that like we could like sing and dance to. There were a bunch of Earl girls at the club that night and they were having so much fun. I love you guys. You guys are actually the best. Also at the club, one of the waiters comes over and he brings like a huge stack of $1,000 like in ones. And I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, this is from Braxton. He told you to get a lap dance and have a good night. And I'm like, I don't understand sometimes how he's like so perfect and sweet and thoughtful. Like, he did not need to do that. And I told him I literally didn't want anything for my birthday. And then he comes through with the best birthday night of my life, the best present, and then sends us a little present while we're at the club. So I like dispersed the money between me and all my friends. And it was insane. It was just overall a great night. I think we ended up leaving around like 5 a.m. And we go home and I'm like, of course, the cutouts are coming with us. Like, what am I doing? These literally keep scaring me in the apartment, but I was like, whatever, they're coming with me. And I don't know if I told you guys this yet, but during PJs and Polaroids this morning, my friends like gave me presents, which I was like, you guys did not need to get me anything. And without like coinciding with each other, all of them got me cans of soup because I'm a soup girl through and through. Like, I'm always needing a soup. Like, I just, and not fancy soup. Like, I want the ramen. Like, I have packets of ramen right now. I had like the little cup of noodles in the microwave. I'm like, literally anything soup I love. All of them got me soup, so I have like 100 cans of soup right now. We get back, I make a big pot of soup, and of course, what do I do besides FaceTime Braxton? And at this point it's 5 a.m. and he has a game in the morning, so he's like going to wake up soon, but he actually answered my FaceTime call. He like woke up really quick. And I don't really remember this part, but he sent me a screenshot this morning and it's me with the pot of soup. I guess I was just eating the soup out of like the pot that I made it in. The pot is on my face. Like, I'm literally drinking it like this. And he's like, I had to take a screenshot of this because what the fuck are you doing? I'm really happy I remembered to take my makeup off last night because I don't always remember. And now it is Sunday morning, bright and early. NFL man's NFLing today. He has a game. And I feel bad, but I was like, I don't think we can come to this game today. Like, we're gonna have to watch this from home. Like, I don't know if I can get up at 10 a.m. to get to the stadium that's like an hour away. I was like, that's just probably not in the cards for the day after my birthday. So we're sitting on the couch and we're cheering him on today. They're playing the Jets, which is his old team, so it's like a big deal. And he's gonna be mic'd up for this game because Hard Knocks, which is like an HBO production of a football series, is doing this
season of their episodes on the dolphins. So they're basically following the dolphins around at all times in like their practice during games with just like cameras, microphones. And this week's episode is going to include Big Al. So I'm so nervous to see this because we went over to Braxton's house the other night to record for this. We basically were like setting up a Christmas tree and they had microphones on us. It was just so scary because like, I don't know. They're like, just talk like you're in your normal habitat and like habitat. You're like, you're in your normal habitat. That's the only word I can think of. Environment. I don't know. And they're like, just, you know, be yourselves, like talk. But I'm like, there's 20 people staring at us right now. And like, we have microphones on us. I don't know. Like, I don't know how people in reality TV do that. Like, that was pretty scary. And I was like, very much so nervous. And I think I was red and sweating the whole time. So that comes out this week. So that will be so not fun to see. And I'm very curious how that's going to go. They also were like asking me questions. And I was like, I don't know. I just feel like I answered like so embarrassingly. So hopefully it's not too bad and they can make some big edits there. But thank you guys for coming to Big Al's birthday. 23 years of being a hot mess. We've made it to 23, Jordan year. I'm really excited for this year. I think it's going to be a good one. Actually, I know it's going to be a good one. That is all for today's episode. Buckle up for next week. I don't think you guys are ready. We are doing a little episode on a recap of the year, but not the recap that you guys are thinking. I'm going to do the recap of the tea of 2023. So basically, all the behind the scenes and like drama of this past year or anything that like I have not spoken on and kept my mouth quiet about. We're going over exes, we're going over rumors, we're going over lots of stuff. And I'm actually like a little nervous and I'm probably like, maybe this episode is a bad idea. But I mean, why not kick off the year with just pissing everyone off? Because we're starting fresh on January 1st, so we have to clear out our name by the end of the year before it's over. So that one is going to be like a very, very crazy episode next week, so just buckle up for that. It's my Christmas present to all of you guys. I'll give you guys all the tea, even though I probably shouldn't be saying some stuff, but that's okay. Don't forget to subscribe if you want to give a little Christmas present back to me. Would love that so much. Me and Ashton are going home this week to Jersey, so you'll see us there, back with the little siblings. Ashton hasn't been home in so long, so this is going to be so nice. She's like, sad. Do you want to say bye to the Earl girls?
Bye.
All right, I love you guys. Cheers. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Have a good one. Big Al is out, and I will see you next week. Bye.